In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My friends, I hope you're all doing well. But if you're feeling a little down or lost, don't worry. You're in the right place. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's close to all of our hearts, faith. Specifically, I want to talk about those moments when we feel like everything is falling apart. But deep down, we know that God is working on our situation. So keep watching until the end, and if you are not subscribed to this channel, please take a second to subscribe. May God bless you and those around you. So, let's dive deeper into this sign, unexpected solutions. Picture this. You're facing a seemingly insurmountable challenge. You've exhausted all your resources, racked your brain for solutions, and yet you're still at a loss. You feel like you're drowning in despair, unsure of how to proceed. But just when you're about to throw in the towel, something incredible happens. A solution appears out of nowhere. Now, let's pause and reflect on this moment. How often do we find ourselves in situations where we've reached the end of our rope? It could be a financial crisis, a broken relationship, a health scare, or any number of trials life throws our way. In those moments of desperation, when all seems lost, God steps in with his divine wisdom. You see, God's wisdom surpasses human understanding. While we may see only limitations and obstacles, God sees endless possibilities. He sees the bigger picture, the intricate details of our lives that we can't even fathom. And in his infinite wisdom, he provides solutions that are beyond our comprehension. These unexpected solutions are not mere coincidences. They are divine interventions orchestrated by a loving and faithful God. Sometimes they come in the form of a sudden breakthrough, a timely provision, or a serendipitous encounter. Other times, they come through the wise counsel of a friend, a piece of advice from a stranger, or a revelation during prayer. Whatever form they take, these solutions bear the unmistakable mark of God's handiwork. They remind us that we are not alone in our struggles, that God is always with us, working behind the scenes to guide us through the storms of life. They reassure us that no problem is too big for God to handle, and no situation is beyond his control. So, my friends, the next time you find yourself at your wit's end, remember this. God is the ultimate problem solver. Trust in his wisdom, lean on his understanding, and have faith that he will lead you to the solution you need. And when that unexpected solution presents itself, give thanks to God for his unfailing love and faithfulness. Now let's dive deeper into the second sign, divine timing. Divine timing is one of those signs that often leaves us in awe of God's sovereignty and wisdom. It's the realization that certain events in our lives unfold, not according to our timetable, but according to God's perfect plan. Think about times in your life when things fell into place at just the right moment. Maybe it was a job opportunity that came along when you were in desperate need, or a relationship that blossomed unexpectedly when you least expected it. These moments are not mere coincidences. They are divine appointments orchestrated by a loving and omniscient God. Consider the story of Esther in the Bible. Esther was a Jewish orphan who found herself thrust into a position of influence as the queen of Persia. When her people faced annihilation at the hands of the wicked Haman, Esther was called upon to intervene, but she hesitated. unsure of how to proceed. It was her cousin Mordecai who reminded her, and who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Esther 4:14. Esther's story teaches us that God's timing is always perfect, even when we can't see it. He places us in specific positions and circumstances for a purpose, and often it's in the waiting and the trusting that his plan unfolds. But here's the challenge with divine timing. It requires us to surrender our desire for control and to trust in God's providence. It's not always easy to wait patiently when we're longing for answers or solutions. Yet, when we trust in God's timing, we open ourselves up to experiencing His miraculous work in our lives. So, the next time you find yourself waiting for something, whether it's a breakthrough, a blessing.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Or an answer to prayer. Remember that God's timing is always perfect. Keep trusting, keep believing, and keep seeking His guidance. For as the writer of Ecclesiastes reminds us, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Trust in His timing, and He will make all things beautiful in your life. My friends, let us turn to the sign of inner transformation. Inner transformation is a profound sign that God is actively working in our lives. It's the process of becoming more like Christ as we surrender our old ways and allow God to renew our hearts and minds. Think about times in your life when you've noticed a change within yourself. Maybe you've become more patient, forgiving, or compassionate. Perhaps you found yourself letting go of anger, pride, or selfishness. These changes aren't just a result of personal effort. They're evidence of God's transforming power at work within you. Consider the Apostle Paul's transformation. Once a persecutor of Christians, Paul encountered the risen Christ on the road to Damascus and was radically changed. He went from being a zealous opponent of the gospel to becoming its most passionate advocate. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul's transformation reminds us that God specializes in turning our weaknesses into strengths and our messes into messages. He doesn't just patch up our flaws. He makes us entirely new creations. And while the process of transformation can be painful and challenging, it's also incredibly beautiful because it reflects God's grace and power. But here's the thing about inner transformation. It requires our cooperation. We can't change ourselves through sheer willpower or self-improvement techniques. True transformation comes when we surrender to God's work in our lives and allow His Spirit to renew us from the inside out. So, how can we cooperate with God in the process of inner transformation? It starts with daily surrender and submission to His will. We must invite Him into every area of our lives, our thoughts, attitudes, habits, and relationships, and allow Him to transform us according to His purposes. We also need to immerse ourselves in God's Word and prayer, for these are the primary means through which He communicates His truth and imparts His grace to us. As we spend time in His presence, We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. So, my friends, if you're experiencing inner transformation in your life, take heart. It's a sure sign that God is at work within you, shaping you into the person He created you to be. Embrace the process, trust in His timing, and keep pressing forward in faith. For as Paul assured the Philippians, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. Let's explore the profound sign of unexpected protection. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that could have ended in disaster, but somehow you emerged unscathed? Maybe it was a near miss car accident, a dangerous encounter on the street, or a sudden illness that could have been much worse. In those moments, it's as if a divine hand intervened to shield you from harm. This is what I call unexpected protection. Those instances when God's hand of mercy and grace is unmistakably evident in our lives. It's a reminder that we are not alone in this world, that there is a loving and protective Father who watches over us with tender care. Consider the story of Daniel in the Bible. When Daniel's enemies conspired to have him thrown into the den of lions because of his unwavering faithfulness to God, it seemed like certain death awaited him. But God had other plans. He shut the mouths of the lions, and Daniel emerged unharmed. As Daniel himself testified to King Darius afterward, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight." Daniel 6:22. Daniel's story serves as a powerful reminder that God is our ultimate protector, shielding us from dangers, seen and unseen. He is not only aware of our circumstances, but actively involved in preserving our safety and well-being. But here's the thing about unexpected protection. It's not always immediately apparent. In the midst of a crisis or danger, it's easy to become consumed by fear and anxiety. It's only in hindsight that we often recognize God's hand at work, guiding and guarding us through the storm. So how can we cultivate an awareness of God's protection in our lives? It starts with faith, trusting that God is who He says He is, and that He will do what He says He will do. It means surrendering our fears and worries to Him, knowing that He is in control, even when circumstances seem dire. It also involves cultivating a heart of gratitude, acknowledging God's faithfulness and provision in both the big and small moments of our lives. When we pause to reflect on the times when God has protected us, we are reminded of His goodness and encouraged to trust Him even more. So, my friends, if you've experienced unexpected protection in your life, take a moment to thank God for His watchful care. And if you're facing danger or uncertainty right now, remember that God is with you, and His protective hand is always at work, shielding you from harm. As the psalmist declares, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life." Psalm 121, 7. Trust in His protection, and He will guide you safely through every storm. Now let's delve deeper into the sign of persistent peace. Persistent peace is like a beacon of light shining in the midst of life's storms. It's that calm assurance that everything will be okay, even when chaos swirls around us. Have you ever experienced a peace that surpasses understanding, even in the face of uncertainty and turmoil? That's God's way of whispering to your soul, reminding you that He is in control. So, in our own lives, God offers us a peace that transcends our circumstances. It's not the absence of problems, but the presence of God Himself that brings us peace. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. But here's the challenge with persistent peace. It requires us to surrender our worries and fears to God and to trust in His promises. It's not always easy to let go of control and to relinquish our anxieties, especially when we're facing difficult situations. Yet, when we choose to rest in God's peace, we experience His presence in a profound and tangible way. So, how can we cultivate persistent peace in our lives? It starts with staying connected to God through prayer, worship, and His Word. As we spend time in His presence, we are reminded of His faithfulness and His power to sustain us through every storm. We also need to practice gratitude, focusing on the blessings in our lives rather than dwelling on our problems. Gratitude shifts our perspective from what we lack to what we have, filling our hearts with joy and peace. And finally, we must learn to cast our cares upon the Lord, knowing that He cares for us deeply and intimately. As Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. So, my friends, if you're experiencing persistent peace in the midst of chaos, embrace it as a gift from God. It's His way of assuring you that He's got this under control. Trust in His sovereignty, lean on His promises, and let His peace guard your heart and mind. For as the psalmist declares, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in You." Isaiah 26:3. Now let's delve deeper into this powerful sign of renewed hope. My friends, have you ever found yourself in the midst of darkness, where hope feels like a distant memory? It's in these moments, when despair threatens to overwhelm us, that God often sends rays of hope to illuminate our path and remind us of His unwavering faithfulness. Think about the times in your life when circumstances seemed dire, when you faced challenges that seemed insurmountable. Perhaps it was a health crisis, a financial struggle, or a broken relationship. In those moments, it's easy to feel lost and alone, as if there's no way out. But then, like a beam of light cutting through the darkness, God sends signs of hope, small yet significant reminders of His presence and His promise to never leave us nor forsake us. These signs of hope can manifest in various ways. It might be a word of encouragement from a friend, a verse of scripture that speaks directly to your situation, or a sudden turn of events that defies all odds. Whatever form it takes, these signs serve as reminders that God is with us. He is for us, and He is working all things together for our good. So, God sends rays of hope into our lives, even in the darkest moments. He knows our struggles, our fears, and our doubts, and He meets us in our pain with His love and His grace. He reminds us that our current circumstances are not the end of the story, but just a chapter in the grand narrative of His redemption and restoration. So, if you're in a place of darkness and despair, hold on to hope. Look for the signs of God's presence and His faithfulness all around you. Trust that, just as He has been faithful in the past, He will continue to be faithful in the future. As the psalmist declares, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 34:18. Let His rays of hope illuminate your path and guide you through the darkest of nights into the brightness of His promise. Let's explore this profound sign of greater purpose. Greater purpose. Have you ever felt a stirring within your soul? A sense that there's something more to your life than meets the eye? That's not just wishful thinking or idle speculation. It's a profound sign that God is revealing His grand design for your life. Think about the moments when you've sensed a deeper calling or a greater purpose unfolding before you. Maybe it's a passion that ignites your soul, a dream that refuses to die, or a sense of destiny that propels you forward. These nudges aren't random. They're God's way of inviting you to participate in His divine plan for the world. My friends, God has a greater purpose for your life, a purpose that extends far beyond your own hopes and dreams. He is weaving every thread of your story into a beautiful tapestry of His glory, using your unique gifts, experiences, and passion to bring about His kingdom purposes in the world. So, if you sense a deeper purpose unfolding in your life, embrace it with courage and faith. Trust that God's plans for you are good, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And remember that your life is part of a larger story, a story of redemption, restoration, and renewal that God is writing for His glory. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Ephesians 2:10. Let His grand design unfold in your life, and may you walk confidently in the purpose He has ordained for you, bringing glory to His name and blessing to the world. My dear friends, these signs are not mere coincidences. They are God's fingerprints all over your life. So, in times of doubt and uncertainty, hold on to these signs as anchors for your faith. Trust that God is indeed working on your situation, even when you can't see it. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep walking in faith. For our God is faithful, and He will never fail us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your constant presence in our lives. Help us to recognize the signs of Your work and to trust in Your perfect plan, even when things seem unclear. Strengthen our faith, O Lord, and fill our hearts with hope and courage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, my friends, God is with you, and He is working all things together for your good. Stay strong, stay faithful, and keep your eyes fixed on Him. God bless you all.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.